Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Goddess Temple Palace, and I am your guide, caretaker in this environment, on this channel, in this time and sacred space, and I thank you for being with me in this moment in time, and I speak not only to the ones on the physical plane, but also to those in the spiritual realm. It is a day today that many, particularly in the United States, are thinking about resurrection and ascension. And just before I came on the air, because it is what is known as Easter Sunday, Goddess Astare, I got some hints as to things I should speak about. And one of the things was, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I also reflected on how so many misstatements, so much misinformation has been placed around so-called holidays, holy days, that are celebrated in this country and perhaps other countries. But for sure, I can speak on what I know, what I was brought up in. And how the bunny rabbit is connected to the Easter egg, which is a sure setup for confusion in the minds of the young, because bunnies do not make Easter eggs. That's for real. At least on the Earth plane, maybe other planets, it does happen. I can't speak on that at the moment. Can speak on don't put all your eggs in one basket, because that was a vision that I got. Now, sometimes, you know, like Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water, and Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. So let's put the basket with all the eggs in Jack's hand. And when he came tumbling down, the chances are that the eggs would have gotten broken. Or even if we separated them and put them, some in his hands and some in Jill's hands, and they both fell down. And chances are, most of the eggs would have been broken. What I'm saying to you is, my message is that you should be mindful of where you place your energies, i.e. your eggs, i.e. your essence of what you are looking to bring forth, the life energy you are looking to bring forth. Because hopefully some of these eggs are going to hatch, that they all won't get eaten or all won't get painted on. You know, I'm going to divert a little bit because I'm going to the eggs, the Fabergé eggs that are used in art form. They're more ostrich eggs, but nonetheless an egg that are used in beautiful, beautiful, beautiful art forms, as well as the painting of the Easter eggs and the beautiful art that can and will be put on the eggs. All your eggs in one basket, in reference to Jack and Jill going up that hill, you need to save for a rainy day, conserving of your energy for a rainy day. You know, I'm thinking of a runner. I was out walking my companion, Ladybug, today, and I noticed that liking walking more on a leash with me and noticing how her energy level, how it flows. And if I run with her in the beginning, she gets tired. And she'll continue to walk with me, but her energy level is different. But if I wait to the end of our walk, then she still is able to run with stamina, and I don't hear that huffing and puffing because I helped her to conserve her energy. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, you can. You have free will. And you might make it to the top or wherever you're going without breaking anything, without anything. Or maybe you should just hard boil them so that they don't break. Hard boil. That would mean putting some serious protection on those eggs. But then they would be in a particular form. It would be determined that this would be how they would be. The opportunity of them being eaten as a scrambled egg or egg over easy or a birth of a chicken, you put limitations on yourself. But by the same token, by carrying eggs that have not been hard-boiled, the chances of them breaking are even greater. Food for sure for thought. And I was also thinking about how the misdirection of logic is planted in the minds of the young. From early on. And that makes me sad. And I'm glad that I have grown beyond accepting of what has been tradition in a culture that has a lot of distortions and lies. And my love for the children, my caring for the children, and for anyone to be able to walk in the light is very strong, the light of wisdom, to be able to see in the midst of darkness. That's an art unto itself, to be able to see in the midst of darkness Resurrection Day, Ascension Day. Are you able to ascend? Are you able to leave behind what you were a moment ago and become something new? I can go back to seeds because that's an important reference point for me. Are you able to change from being a seed into a sprout and into having a harmonious relationship with the elements of the earth and transform into whatever the seed life has been designed to be? Will you? Can you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, how am I? Well, I have, my life lesson is to know my own body and my own mind. I know things, but I don't have the knowledge. Does that make sense to you?
It sounds like you have a conflict going on within you. It makes sense because I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
I was born a certain way. They say because of the way the planets were, maybe because I was a premature baby, whatever it is. But now, because I didn't take care of my body right, I have this thing called swelling of my feet. And, yeah. That's what I have to take care of right now, anemia or something like that. But besides that, my life lessons is to know my own body, because sometimes a doctor will say something that to take this pill or to take something, and it doesn't agree with me. It will make me into a zombie. Do you understand that I don't know my own, I can't walk, or my mind and body won't know night and day?
Dan, what you're saying, I would like to address that if you would like.
Sure.
The first thing I heard you say was, I know, but I don't know. And that's a paradox, as I said. So with that statement, you need to, from my point of view, find a clarity on if you know or you don't know. You know, but you don't have wisdom or knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You do know. It is about accepting that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know your body because you live inside of it 24/7. That's one thing I would recommend highly, that you change the way you speak to yourself about that.
Yes,
that you do know.
I agree with you. Totally agree with you. It's having confidence in your own being. Yes, I'm lacking that sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And we all face those challenges moment by moment because of programming. Even as you began telling me about yourself, you spoke about being born premature. Well, you know, what I'm getting about that is we're all born premature because we have to mature as we evolve in this life. I was just talking about the seed and the seed being in one form, and it transforms itself as it matures into another form. So I want you to take that with you, okay?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, it makes sense what you're saying. Uh-huh.
And then you spoke about the doctors. Well, when people practice medicine in the traditional sense, and notice the word practice, they
yes.
are practicing. Most of the time, they don't know any more or as much as you do. Because remember, you live in your body, temple. They do not. They follow a formula that has been written by academics primarily who follow, like, just for example, if someone has type blood A, type blood B, type blood C, you know, they kind of, you know, go in that category, and they put them in there if you're a certain weight, if you live in a certain region. And that's pretty much how they follow their teaching. Very few of them go along with the Hippocratic oath of the ancient ones and follow the spirituality that medicine is supposed to be about.
Oh,
so
my
in
God.
terms of
you're reading my mind right now. You're reading what I'm thinking right now. All what you're saying, I've been thinking this. Oh my God, you do. You can get, you feel my head or my mind. Mm.
And all of what they are giving to you to put into your body is business. Pharmaceuticals are a huge business. That is how
yes.
they sustain themselves. The caring about your physical being, in most cases, they're not even given the time that it takes to even get to know you on any level, because they can only spend 10 minutes or 15 minutes and they're on to the next patient. And
yes.
they don't even have patience. You are their patient, but they don't have patience to be with
yes.
you, to
yes.
get to know you. So, with that said, I am being told to tell you the first thing, because I picked a card for the message for the day, and it was using of the fire. I like to work with the elements. I love working with fire. Fire is a transforming element. As you know, if something burns, it changes. It's no longer what it was. It becomes something else. And I want you to take what you said to me, what we talked about today, write it on a piece of paper. Today's a good day, too, because you got the full moon. Write what we talked about today, what you brought forward, what you laid here with me, what you brought here to me. And I want you to write it down. And I want you to burn it. And even speak what you wrote down as the paper is burning. And I want you to continue to do this until you see a transformation within yourself. Until your those swollen ankles, I'm feeling salt for your ankles. I'm feeling that you need to, even though they appear swollen, I want you to speak to them. I want you to tell your ankles you love them. I want you to tell your ankles that, you know, you got a long way to go with me, ankles, and I require you, I command you to function in a way that will allow me to be able to walk and run and skip and jump. I want you to talk to your ankle, and whatever is in, as you're speaking to your ankles, speak to your body. Call forth what it is that is out of alignment within you
yes.
to be renewed and put into harmony so that you can have your ankles and your body, temple, renewed on this day of renewal and resurrection and rebirth. I enjoy being with
you. You know what? I just remembered something. My memory's not good, but I'll just tell you something. I can't pronounce the word, but it starts with an H, and I experienced this dance. It's an African dance, and I did it at a Gabi, and everything came out of my body to the point where I went into a trance, and then afterwards I felt lighter. I also wasn't drinking right that day anyway, but the thing is, then I was able to speak. Before I went to the Gabi, it's a Hatura. Do you know that healing? Hatura. It's an African healing dance. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that by that particular name, but I am very familiar with African dance. I am
a healing dance?
African dance primarily is healing unto itself. All dance is healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the visualization of yourself healing, just the remembering of that, has brought back that energy to you, has brought back that same, you went back to that time and space. And I want you to dance again. If it's just with your big toe, if it's just with your mind to begin with. But you know what I sense for you more than anything is your talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Your talk to yourself is crucial. And if you can go back to that church, go back. Go back.
In my mind, yes, because something else happened at that church too that I lost a faith. But at that moment in time, I danced to the beat of the drum until I just collapsed. But you're right, with the dancing, the movement. And also, I'll tell you another thing. I haven't been sleeping right. And of all of the combination of everything, it's not Western medicine that I need to yes, you're right. The doctors don't understand it because it's Western medicine, and I don't fit into the category. I never have of, in my mind or body, of what the norm, what they say, norm. I've been out of the box or just a different type of person. So you're right on that. Oh, my goodness. It's how you talk to yourself, your confidence in yourself. No matter what people say about me, I know deep inside my own mind and body now. And I tried it their way. It didn't work. And that's why I'm kind of hesitant with doctors. But, oh, my goodness, you're right. Diet, water, all of this. Dancing, talking kindly to your body. And the day one of my ankles did kill me was my daughter was talking badly to me about wishing I was dead and kept on going. And I felt a pain in that left ankle. And I told her about her father and that he tried to kill me, and she had no sympathy. But that was the start of it hurting more, and all the stress and the hurt. But I understand that too. Do you understand that too? Oh my gosh! Wow! It's all coming together.
What did you say?
It's coming together. It's the thoughts in my mind can make you sick. It really can, and the stress in your body. All of it, being kind to your body. You're right.
And there's clearly something pertaining to your daughter's father and your connection with your daughter. How old is your daughter?
She's in her 20s. My ex-husband was a sociopath. So she has a lot of anger issues in her. So she is abusive to me. I learned about sexual abuse recently, and I was sick when I read everything. We all have the same symptoms of sexual abuse, and I was groomed by somebody afterwards. I believed in this person. I thought he would help my son, and he turned out to be. Do you know what a spiritual vampire is?
I've heard of them, and you know, we are responsible for allowing that vibration into us. We from my perspective, I also sense that your daughter was older. But I wanted to be sure before I spoke on it. She's old enough now to take care of herself. Center your love from a distance. You cannot afford to have her energy in your vibration now. It is up to you to love love yourself most of all, and therefore, when you are stronger, you will be able to, if you choose, to be in her company physically. Send her love, send her healing, recognize all that she has gone through if you choose to, but it's all about you now. I got to go. Look for me.
Thank you so much. You're telling me absolutely what I need to know, and I think the universe wanted me to hear what you said, because I think it's inside my head. It's just a matter of being re-echoed. Echo, the universe echoing back. I do have an open heart, and so everything comes towards me, but the echo of what you said, is it's inside me, but I needed to hear it from another voice. So I thank you. So.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and I know that you're going to be all right. You just have to receive it. I see you whole and well. I have another caller, so I must let them into the vibration. But
sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Call 347. Welcome. Call 347. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Welcome.
Oh, I'm, hello?
Yes, may I help you?
Oh, I wasn't calling in. I was just listening in.
Well, that's fine.
I'm so sorry.
No problem. I will let you
and I had
get to listen.
Okay,
no,
thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. That was an interesting call. I enjoyed the energies of it. I also want to point out how in tune she really is, because as soon as she felt the vibrations that were coming back to her, as she said, that's what she needed to hear. She needed to be validated, and that was the role that I played in that particular exchange of energies. Getting readings, getting messages is an art unto itself. I have studied this, researched it through many, 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 many exchanges of energies with many gifted people. Some at some point in time can help you, some can't. Sometimes you have to know how to extract the information for yourself. No, always you have to know how to extract the information for yourself, resurrect you, ascend you. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Thank you for coming. All is well. Namaste. You have been with Queen Mother Goddess Opulence at the Goddess Temple Palace. Until we meet again. Namaste, I say. Mm-hmm.